Welcome, everyone. On behalf of National Law Foundation, our topic today is planning for clients after OBA 2025, One Big Beautiful Bill Act, sometimes known as HR 1. I'm Steve Siegel. I'm your speaker for today. Now I want to turn to estate, trust, and tax planning after OBA 2025. And my point here is don't ignore planning going forward. And I say that because I know a lot of people are going to look at the law and say it goes up from almost $14 million exemption this year to $15 million next year, indexed for inflation. I'm never going to have $15 million. If I'm a married person, I'm never going to have $30 million. So I don't have to worry about planning. Well, let's think about that. You may not get there. Most of us won't. It's less than 0.25% of America is at that level. But there's no guarantee a future administration won't lower that number. It's only been lowered once in 1934. The exemption was reduced. But it's been very high. It's grown for years. Will they reduce it to get more wealthy people to pay taxes? Who knows? But there's another issue here. Basis. What is your client's basis? The law did not change under OBA 2025. The fair market value of property at death becomes the basis to heirs, not your IRD items, not your retirement plan, not that, but your stocks and bonds and real estate and everything else. Fair market value at death becomes the income tax basis to heirs. So let's take a look at different levels of wealth. Only 0.25% of America has more than $30 million. So that's 400 households out of 350,000 family units, 132 million households in the U.S. One out of every 400 are in that level. So the estate tax was designed to reduce the concentration of wealth. Hasn't done a great job, at least with these numbers. So if the current administration is not successful, if there is unhappiness in 2028 and there's a change of administrations, we might see the exemption reduced. People on the left side of the aisle have talked about imposing a wealth tax on wealthy people. Who knows? We don't know what's going to happen. So we have an opportunity to plan now. We got the exemption. For your wealthiest clients, all the estate planning techniques that we've used over the last 30 years, they're still with us. SLATs and IDGETs and dynasty trusts and GRATs, all these things are still available. And under the law that we believe will remain, if you do it now, it gets grandfathered. The only thing that all the proposals to change these things and eliminate everything I just mentioned, SLATs, IDGETs, dynasty trusts, and GRATs, all these things have been talked about to remove them because they're too favorable to wealthy people. All the laws talking to them say, from the date of enactment. Well, that means when they sign the law. Well, they're not going to sign the law until the current administration's out of business, if they sign it in the future. So we have a window of opportunity to take advantage of this planning. And just briefly here, because this is not a program describing all this tax planning, but the SLAT is a way to use your exemption from gift tax. Use it now while it's still there. Do it carefully. There are a lot of rules to make sure you do it right. The IDGET, the Intentionally Defective Grantor Trust, is a way to freeze the value of your property today. You sell your business, you sell your assets in exchange for an installment note, and the sale of that means that the installment note that you acquire, that is the limit of your estate inclusion. If the business gets more valuable, your children or grandchildren own that business through a trust, not yours anymore. You've frozen the value. And because it's a grantor trust, the way we create this, the wealthy person is paying all the income. The children and grandchildren are receiving all the income. That income tax payment is not a gift. It reduces the grantor's estate. Three revenue rulings you'll see on the slide are authority for everything I've just said. The all those revenue rulings would be overturned if a new administration decides to kill the IDGET plan. But for now, they're all workable. They're all good.